Hello, my name is Silas.
And my name is Sylvia, and we are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs went skating again this week, and this time everyone put on skates. In science, the Cubs are making life-size cutouts of the human body and adding the internal organs as they learn about them. This week's internal organ is the heart. The students listen to their own heartbeat with a stethoscope. First, they listen to their heartbeats at rest and then again after running and jumping around. The kids really enjoyed hearing their own hearts work.
The Fawns learned about Martin Luther King Jr. all week long. They read the books Martin's Big Words and Happy Birthday, Martin Luther King. The students learned about the term segregation and the difference between violent and nonviolent confrontation. They will be starting a new project titled, I Have a Dream.
The Wolves are studying the pioneers. The kids watched a documentary about Lewis and Clark. The film showed the scenery Lewis and Clark encountered and showed artifacts from their journey and readings from their journal. In physical education, the Wolves are playing games with foam swimming noodles. There are several different forms of tag, but a favorite is hornet tag. When playing hornet tag, the kids are hornets buzzing around, and the foam noodle is the stinger. When a person is stung, the noodle drops to the ground, and anyone can pick it up to become the hornet. It's great fun.
In Minnesota history, the Lynx students worked in pairs to identify the main idea of each section in a chapter about new settlers in their textbook. They also began reading either Song of Sampoo Lake, or The Journal of Otto Peltonen by William Durbin. These books will help bridge what the kids are learning about new settlers with the development of land by farming and industry. The Lynx focused on gratitude last week by starting shoutouts. Shoutouts are given to acknowledge others or help to highlight a particular strength in a classmate that day.
The otters made individual felted scenes to practice their skills before embarking in the big felted mural. The class is getting a lot of outside help. This week, two other volunteers lent a hand. Wendy Olson Peterson and Linda Bauer lent their expertise and resources. In geography, the students just finished mapping all the countries and capitals of Europe.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Sylvia
and Silas.
Have a great day.